Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hold on one second. One of my radio sisters is calling me while I'm on air. Hey, Melanie, I'll call you back. I'm on air. Hey, she hung up. She's like, oh, no. I just called Dahlia when she's on air. That's all right. She's my radio sister. All right. So, I just had a whole bunch of protein. See, no carbs. I'm doing really good with this. No carbs. I haven't had a carb now in 8 hours. Yeah. I went to bed last night. I had it. No. Wait a second. I got to tell you what I did. I had my husband take some pickup. And it was El Pollo Loco. When I grew up in Arizona and Phoenix, you had El Pollo Asado. Remember the commercials? El Pollo Asado, fresh. Anyway, for some reason, El Pollo Asado, I don't think, doesn't exist anymore. But there's El Pollo Loco. Crazy, you could taste. And so I had my husband pick me up some of that. But I was a little upset because they used to have chocolate churros. You guys know what churros are, right? It's like that donut-y kind of a cylindrical. You just hold on to a churro and you could walk around for an hour eating a churro. It's such a big, long carb full of cinnamon and sugar. Well, I guess El Pollo Loco no tiene churros chocolates anymore. And so that was really, really upset. My husband chewed out the manager for that one. Thank you very much. But the regular churro wasn't bad. So there was a churro, and I ate that. So basically, I haven't had a carb now in about 2 hours. But I did have a bunch of chicken. And I got to tell you something. I mean, chicken is, I think, way better tasting cold than hot, right? You know, I'm looking right now at a Bon Appetit magazine. 13 leftovers that taste better cold. Okay, so one was chicken. Next, it looks like they have, this looks like a skirt steak. I don't know, they don't have the name. All right, there we go. Ooh, fried chicken, yes, fried chicken. But it can't be cold. It has to be, like, starting to warm up. So I leave my fried chicken out. I know you're not supposed to eat fried chicken, I get it. But I take off the skin, and then I eat the cold meat underneath. It's so yummy. Seared hanger steak. Hanger steak is really good. You can leave it on the hanger for about a half hour before you eat it. If it's too cold, onion frittata. They say leftover onion frittata that has eggs, potato, pepper, yummy. No, this has nothing to do with health. This just has to do with what is yummy cold. But I got to tell you why this is so important. I know what a lot of you guys do. My family does the same thing. They only eat something fresh, and then they just dump it. I'm like, no, you could save it for tomorrow. That's a half a bottle of wine. You can't drink a half a bottle of wine the next day. Try me. Okay? Leftovers. Guys, come on. Okay? We're still in a recession. I don't know what you guys are thinking out there, but we save. So usually I get to eat everybody's leftovers, which is fine by me. Okay, so an onion frittata, that sounds good. Thin mints. They say those taste better cold. Chipotle meatloaf. Really? I haven't eaten at a Chipotle in a while, but I know they have some yummy meatloaf. They said make a cold meatloaf sandwich with Dijon or ketchup. It does look good. Oh, pesto, like pasta with pesto. I agree. What I'll do is I'll go to a restaurant and I will order, you know, some food, and then I will just eat a couple bites and save for the next day just so I can eat it cold. Any, like, angel hair with pesto. Roast chicken, like a Pollo Loco has, is good. Okay, now, I don't know about this one. You guys would have to tell me. Mapo tofu. Mapo tofu is supposed to taste better cold. If it has pork in it, I really don't eat it. Eggplant parmesan with fresh mozzarella tastes better cold. Anything with eggplant, unless it's baba ganoush, I won't eat it. Sesame noodles with chili oil. This is from Bon Appetit. Why can't I give you guys, culinary tips? Sesame noodles with chili oils and scallions. Lasagna, bolognese. That looks good. And frozen Reese's peanut butter. Hold on. Oh, sorry. Thought a sneeze was coming on. No sneeze. Oh, that was a letdown. Man, I could have really used a sneeze. Day-old burrito, as long as it has chicken. And that is food that tastes cold. That sounds really good. I could never eat fast food like McDonald's cold. That never tastes good. Speaking of McDonald's, it looks like Cleveland Clinic is the latest hospital to dump a McDonald's. The clinic says it wants to promote healthier options. So the hospital cafeteria, I guess, is no longer having McDonald's, a part of the hospital. September 18th, the hospital announces cutting ties with a fast food chain in order to promote wellness. They want to help patients and visitors and our employees turn to healthier lifestyles and healthier choices. The hospital is the seventh since 2009 to get rid of a McDonald's in its cafeteria. Now, what McDonald's is going to do to offset all the hospitals dumping them is to add the Egg McMuffin all day. I do like the Egg McMuffin. I pull off the Canadian bacon, of course, because I'm not supposed to eat pork. But it's, I don't know, Jews, I talked about this. You know, kosher. The reason why is back in biblical times, pigs are cute. I mean, you know, ask Tom. Little piglets are so little cute. They're really hard to eat. And I wouldn't eat a cat. I wouldn't eat a dog. You know, so I guess if the animal's really, really cute, you don't eat it. You know, a cow, not so cute. So I'll eat a cow. Halibut. Kind of ugly sucker of a fish. I'll eat that. Back in biblical times, you would get parasites if you didn't cook pork well. Still, you could still, you know, get very, very sick if you don't eat pork well. So there are certain foods that were considered unclean that you weren't supposed to eat. A lot of shellfish had a dorsal vein that would apparently, I guess, concentrate toxins. Very dangerous, so shellfish was also unclean. So these were things that in the Bible they said don't eat, and it was something that we still do today. That's what we do. But we eat McDonald's. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know what to do with this email. Mike writes, Doctor, what is up with hospitals? Bad food, bad staff, bad bugs. I'm wondering if he was referring to that one hospital that we talked about yesterday with the endoscopy issue. He goes on to talk about how, you know, the hospital's overcharged, and, you know, basically he has a very, very rough time when he goes to the hospital. Guys, what do you expect? Okay, when did people get spoiled when it came to being cared for when you're sick, okay? I don't understand that. I mean, I have worked in a lot of hospitals, and I have seen places that were they look like 5-star resorts, and then I've seen places that kind of look dumpy. But, you know, the patients walking out of there alive loved it, and they were very, very grateful. And so if you guys don't like the food at the hospital, well, la-dee flippin' die. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Okay? I mean, I'm a doctor. I have a job, and my job is to make sure I get you better and to make sure you don't get sicker. Okay? So I got two jobs. Get you better and not get sicker. That's my job. Sometimes I can't do my job because, you know, God is, you know, in play, you know, doing what he wants to do. And, you know, usually you got to kind of step aside. Okay? All right? And if you do get better, it's not always me. I still think it's God. Okay? But I am there to help facilitate whatever fate has in store for you. Or I am supposed to try to defy an early exit. Okay? Is that maybe that's the best way to word it. Okay? And I am defiant. Ooh-wee. All right, so when I was working in the hospital, now I just work primarily outpatient, but I ate the food at the hospital. I'm going to tell you, it was damn good. Hospital food was good. You want to know why? Because I got it for free. Not always. I had some of the hospitals I rotated through, I did have to buy the food. But even so, it was food. Okay? I mean, don't be expecting Smith and Walensky type food. Okay? The reason why there's a cafeteria is for people visiting you, they get something to eat. Okay? Period. I mean, it's not supposed to be the biggest moneymaker. Okay? That's not where hospitals make money. So cut us some slack. Next, bad staff. Where do you get off saying the staff is bad? What was so bad? You know, call in. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What was so bad about the staff? Did the staff not assist you when you were crying in pain? You were crying in pain. Nobody came in and gave you any medication. All right. You got a complaint there. Did somebody lick the IV needle before they stuck the IV needle into your vein? That's pretty crappy. Okay? But I'm sorry. I don't really see that happening. Did somebody give you the wrong medication? Did somebody assault you? Okay? Before you just come up with a blanket statement that hospitals stink, I would really like to know what exactly is the, you know, what exactly is happening. You know, there was a report that came out, an anonymous essay, talking about how when this person was, I guess, in training, they had seen a doctor, I guess, dance and sing the La Cucaracha while in the middle of a pelvic exam while the patient was sedated. Now, I have no idea what the hell went on with that. Okay, that was absolutely ridiculous. But if a hospital has somebody like that working for them, that person needs to be fired, and usually is. Okay, you have somebody like that that's you know, an idiot or assaulting people, they're out. Okay, but, you know, the rest of us real hard-working nurses out there and doctors, okay, and pharmacists and techs, and radiological service people and administrators, we're kind of busting our butts. And I know there's, you know, bad publicity that every now and then hits, you know, with these endoscopes or whatever. But, you know, nobody's ever telling the story on how many people live and how many people are saved. And I was an ER doc. Did anybody ever write an article about how Dr. Dahlia Wax saved me in the ER? No, nobody even knew who the hell I was, and that was fine. Yeah, I might have introduced myself, but you know how quickly I talk. I'm Dr. Wax. I'm going to put some IV fluid on you right now. IV fluid now! Epinephrine. I mean, please, okay? I don't sit there and expect accolades, but please don't take the lack of media attention on the things hospitals and doctors do right as doctors and hospitals and nurses not doing anything right, okay? Just, you know, so stop these blanket statements because I'm getting my panties all in a bunch. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got some news. Remember we were talking about mutant head lice? Okay, my nose is running. I got to blow my nose. It was all that chicken. I had a whole bunch of chicken. My nose runs after a chicken. I don't know, because I got all this protein in me. Maybe, oh, my gosh. Oh, God, I got to swallow that one. All right, remember we talked about mutant headlights where we got to be careful because some of these kids are going to be going to school and exposed to lice that in 25 states is resistant to most over-the-counter. Now we're finding out that that study was partially funded by pharmaceutical companies that make the prescription-only head lice remedies. They say the quote-unquote mutant narrative reached such a fever pitch this week that a Dallas station reported a possible link between head lice and selfies. They talked about that a year or two ago, where we're starting to see more and more head lice because people are putting their heads together to try to get in and have a selfie. CNN said the rare news agency, the CNN was the agency, oh, I see, they're trying to say CNN was the only one that reported the pharmaceutical company was funding the study. I guess a doctor, John Clark from the University of Massachusetts Amherst and Kyung Yoon from Southern University, Illinois, I guess presented their findings on American lice. They looked at lice in 25 states, found a lot, in 25 states they had developed resistance to over-the-counter treatments. So you would then have to, if it was resistant, go and get a prescription. So they're trying to tell us that this was all, I guess, a ploy for people to buy prescription medication like Sklice. But hold the phone. There is none of us even said to just go out and buy prescription. What we've been telling people to do is if you do get lice and you do treat yourself with Rid or whatever's over the counter that you could use for lice, if it doesn't work, and I taught you how to tell if it worked or not, you look at the little eggs, the little nits sitting there on the hair. If you squeeze it and it pops, it's obviously alive. If it you squeeze it and it just kind of stays firm and hard, it's dead. So then you'll know you killed the lice and you're good. If after a treatment you notice that the lice didn't die, then yes, you go to your doctor and then we prescribe something prescriptive. So I don't really want to accuse. I think it's Sanofi that makes lice, Sanofi Pasteur. I don't want to criticizing them because they have every right to do research. They have every right, and thank you for that. I mean, look at this. Here's another example of everybody ripping on the pharmaceutical companies, okay? The pharmaceutical companies out there, all right, are the ones studying a lot of these drugs. And, I mean, who else would have told you that your kid could go back to school with lice that's still alive, and who would teach you how to tell if it's alive or not? So what if they have a product, and they're letting people know that there's a product in case this doesn't work? I got to tell you, whoever comes up with the Ebola vaccine, please go right ahead and teach us about Ebola. Now, where do these studies get a little bit far-fetched? When they start to rip on other products and they start to say false things about these other products, okay? If there's a company out there saying, let's say, blood pressure medicine A will hurt you, but our blood pressure medicine B won't, they better have a lot of data to substantiate that. So if there's a false claim, all right, I'm boycotting the drug. But if they're just, you know, studying, which obviously has, I mean, many, Pfizer has contributed to a lot of our knowledge on cholesterol, on antibiotics, on a variety of illnesses that require antibiotics. Thank you for doing that. So just before people start bagging on these pharmaceutical companies, just kind of stop and take a look at who is funding a lot of the research. All right? And until we have an objective entity, you know, funding the research, this is who's giving us our data. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they think, I'm sorry, my nose is still running. They think they have identified 9 factors that may be key to us getting Alzheimer's, okay? An analysis of more than 300 studies that currently exist identified potentially fixable factors. Okay, so this doesn't mean you're just screwed because of your parents. Okay, one is obesity. Some of us can handle that. Carotid, I'm trying to. Here's the thing. I was very, very skinny. It's just my tushy. Here's the problem. I don't think I'm obese. I think I am just very curvy all of a sudden. I mean, I was always kind of, you know, a C cup, but then all of a sudden something happened. It was like, boom, double D. And so I look very big on TV. And that's not very good, okay? Not very sexy at all. It's still fat, so I still have to lose weight. But that's what's happening with me. And then, of course, my tushy. Although my tushy really's gotten smaller. You know, I've been working out an hour a day for, like, a long time. And so tushy's smaller, but that's okay. Anyway, new research in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry found the 9 risk factors that could be the cause of 2/3 of Alzheimer's cases. The analysis of more than 300 studies looked at obesity, carotid artery narrowing. Carotid artery is the main artery that brings blood to the brain. Low educational attainment is a risk factor for Alzheimer's. Depression, high blood pressure, being frail, smoking habits, high levels of amino acid homocysteine. Doctors used to always run homocysteine levels, and I think insurance stopped paying for it, and so doctors stopped running it. But I like running homocysteine. I think it's good. And then, get this, guys, type 2 diabetes in the Asian population. They found evidence that some high blood pressure treatments in the form of hormones, vitamins, and drugs reduced high blood pressure. Well, we know that. That's like, thank you. Researchers know that the findings are purely observational, but believe that the information could aid us medical professionals in guiding our patients to lifestyle changes. According to the Alzheimer's Society, the form of dementia impacts 1 in 14 people over the age of 64. It affects memory, thinking, behavior, you know, scary stuff. You know, having family members who lived long enough to have dementia. Most of my family members die of heart attack or cancer, but every now and then we have one blue moon relative that lives past their 60s and then unfortunately starts having some sort of dementia, which kind of scares me because I really then don't know what I want later. I'm kind of, you know, panicked, but what am I going to do? When you see what happened, you know, in terms of running outside without clothes on, talking to strangers, spending money, you know, being a harm to themselves, it's scary stuff. And when you have a family member such as that, I really feel for people that have to take care of somebody in their family that has Alzheimer's because it's not like a child. Even though they may act like a child you could still put in a playpen. Okay? You know, I mean, if you have to run to the bathroom, you can put the child in a playpen and then, you know. But when you have an adult, okay, you can't confine them like you do with a child. And we tell you not to confine them, all right? You know, they really need to be supervised. And so it's very, very difficult. I always worry about having to go to the bathroom because when I go to the bathroom, it's not like quick. You know, because they start playing Candy Crush and things like that. All right, so we aren't saying that high blood pressure will cause your Alzheimer's. We aren't saying if you are obese, it will cause your Alzheimer's, okay? What happened is they looked at studies at 5,000 patients, and they looked at 93 conditions with the potential to affect Alzheimer's. They looked at these studies that were done back from 1968 up to 2014. And what they wanted to do in the study was they wanted to find what factors appeared to offer some protection against developing Alzheimer's. So they found that coffee, vitamin C and E, folate, anti-inflammatories like NSAIDs, Aleve, naproxen, Advil, statin medications, cholesterol-lowering drugs, right, like your Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc., and blood pressure medications seem to reduce Alzheimer's risk. But also very interesting was estrogen. They found that estrogen supplementation appeared to reduce Alzheimer's. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, I thought estrogen causes stroke, all right? Estrogen supplementation could, in theory, put you at risk for stroke. But There's a difference between Alzheimer's and multi-infarct dementia. So multi-infarct dementia could happen if you are clot throwing, clot making. So you could still get mini strokes, and you could still have dementia from that. So with the estrogen, I would say still kind of wait, right? And talk to your medical provider. So they say patients battling several serious health conditions seem to be at risk with arthritis, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, cancer. People who were light or moderate drinkers saw less Alzheimer's, they found. That was very interesting. They said those who were light or moderate drinkers of alcohol similarly saw their Alzheimer's risk dip alongside smokers. That's interesting. Apart from those who are Asian. Asian smokers, I guess, did worse. People struggling with stress and seniors with a high body mass index seem to do better. So, what does that mean? I'm confused. Okay, I mean, because don't start smoking and don't start gaining weight, because obesity could be a risk factor. I think what we take from this is you took a look at a bunch of people with Alzheimer's, and they went back and they took a look at what medical issues they had and what these people did. Did some of them take vitamin E? Did some people take folate? Did the doctor check homocysteine levels? You know, what happened? And they took all this data, and then they came up with, okay, we think these are the things that can put you more at risk. And I got to tell you, that's kind of the best we could do right now. Okay? None of us want to get Alzheimer's. We're doing a damn good job fighting a lot of diseases. We're doing a damn good job fighting heart disease. We're doing a great job fighting cancer. I mean, look, former President Jimmy Carter has a chance. He's fighting melanoma that's gone to the brain. And doctors say he has a chance, and he is going to be undergoing treatment for this. So we're living longer. But when we live longer, we're kind of afraid that 1 in 14 of us can get something like Alzheimer's. So it's definitely not something that we want to just ignore. And this is where we have to put a lot of our research. They say mental health problems could explain why people with rheumatoid arthritis may have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. They say researchers found that anger, anxiety, depressive symptoms, job stress, and low social support to increasing risk of hardening of the arteries or arteriosclerosis in people that have rheumatoid arthritis. It's interesting. Many of my rheumatoid arthritis patients are slim and slender, but they can't exercise a lot. So you wonder about their cardiovascular risk. They say treating psychosocial problems may help ease arthritis symptoms and decrease the risk of death from heart disease, according to a study written up in the Arthritis Care and Research Journal. Now, osteoarthritis, we've talked about arthritis. Arthritis, like your wear and tear with your bones and joints. Osteoarthritis, that's what that is. Arthritis of the bones and joints, etc. But rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune inflammatory arthritis. It can hit you at any point in your life, and it can attack the joints, especially the hands, causing swelling, pain, and they have increased inflammation. This high inflammatory state is what could put you at risk for arteriosclerosis and possibly plaquing breakup of the plaques. Now, are they recommending that people with rheumatoid arthritis be put on cholesterol medication? Not yet, but you wonder if that's going to come out. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, this Ashley Madison account. This is interesting. All right. Okay, didn't somebody just hack Ashley Madison? And this has been an absolute, I guess, whirlwind of media. I mean, the media has absolutely gone crazy in terms of which states cheat the most because of this Ashley Madison website. I guess Ashley Madison is a website that allows people to hook up and have unfaithful encounters, I guess. I have not visited it. I remember I tried to pull it up online, and I was scared to death to do that because I didn't want my husband looking at my history and going, what? Yeah. Apparently, we learned that hundreds of Ashley Madison subscribers were probably U.S. government employees. They say 15,000 of the email addresses were linked to either the military or the government. We're being told right now that Ashley Madison's military users may actually face disciplinary action. They say service members found to have used the adultery website Ashley Madison could face disciplinary action, according to Defense Secretary Ashton Carter. They said the services are looking into it as well. They should be. When he asked, I guess he was asked if the Defense Department was seeking to confirm reports that tens of thousands of service members may have used the website that was recently hacked. Of course, it's an issue because conduct is very important to good order and discipline in the military. He said this at a Pentagon news conference. The Pentagon regulations prohibit the use of an official computer or email account, such as those ending with the .mil domain, to access pornography or to register on sites like AshleyMadison.com. Violators can be prosecuted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Adultery and, quote, conduct unbecoming are also punishable under the Uniform Code of Military. All right, so they say the presence of an individual's email account in the hacked file doesn't necessarily indicate that the owner actually used the services. Apparently, Ashley Madison's slogan is "Life is short, have an affair." Registered email addresses submitted by 37 million users, I guess, of the website were in a recent data dump by hackers who stole the personal sensitive information in July. This was being reported by Wired Magazine. According to an unofficial analysis, the hacked accounts include 6,700 email addresses ending in army.mil, 1,600 ending in navy.mil, 809 ending in USMC, U.S. Marine Corps, and 200 addresses ending in a newer domain, BarackObama.mil. No. Mail.mil. So, yeah, WhiteHouse.mil. I don't know. If I don't know if Hillary Clinton had any of these. I guess somebody had done an analysis of which cities around the world had the most cheaters. Okay? Data scientist Jake Popham has examined which states in the U.S. are likely to cheat the most. I guess these are the most unfaithful states in America. Alabama was huge. Okay? Alabama topped the list. Then came Colorado. Then came District of Columbia. Gee! Who lives? And what branch of the government? There's a couple branches. I think all of them. In the District of Columbia. That's some scary stuff. Problem is, I'm wondering if it's more of the legislative branch, but still. New Jersey, Connecticut, Arkansas, Massachusetts, New York, New Hampshire, Virginia, Maryland, Illinois. Then we get California, Washington, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Delaware, Georgia, Minnesota, Florida, and then Nevada. See, Nevada kind of averaged lower than a lot of people, probably because we really don't need to cheat. I mean, we're happy. I mean, we got enough. Listen, you know, we could drive anywhere and see good-looking women and good-looking men. We don't really have to go online, okay? And because we see it, we really don't want it. You know, I mean, my husband has never cheated on me. I really don't think he has. And the reason is it's because, I really don't know why he hasn't. I mean, you've seen me. Maybe it's because, you know, when you live in Vegas, you just see, you know, sexy women all the time where it's like, you know what, I'm over it. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that I'm, you know, or he has major cataracts. Okay, then came Arizona, Hawaii, Kansas, Wyoming, North Carolina, Michigan, Ohio, Nebraska, Tennessee, Alaska, Missouri, North Dakota, South Carolina, Indiana, Oklahoma, Vermont, Wisconsin, Oregon, lower on the list, Louisiana, Montana, New Mexico, Kentucky, Iowa, South Dakota, Maine, Idaho, Mississippi, and West Virginia cheated the least. But that's based on people on the Ashley Madison website. Okay, so the military is now going through their big hoop de la. I guess, was it Duggar? Was it Josh Duggar? I guess, was on, I guess he quote-unquote paid for a fair guarantee. Did you guys know this, that you could actually pay for a guarantee? Josh Duggar, I guess he had cheated on his wife, Anna, they said. He had developed an internet pornography addiction, all right? He, a reality TV star, I really don't follow a lot of these people. But I guess these subscriptions... he paid a total of $986. This stuff costs. I don't know. I mean, I guess as a full member or paid member, users are able to send a custom mail message, initiate a chat session, send a priority message, or send virtual gifts to express his or her interest with the purchase of credits. Now, that would make me mad. Okay, my husband, I mean, he really hasn't bought me anything in a while, and he doesn't have to. I mean, yeah, you know, maybe for Mother's Day and stuff. But if I found out that my husband was sending virtual flowers to somebody, not me, I'm not a big flower person because they die, and I don't want him, you know, spending money on something that's not going to last. You know, I'd rather he spend money on a piece of chocolate cake. You know, bring me a piece of chocolate cake. That's what he does. He'll bring chocolate cake home, and that, to me, is enough. Ashley Madison is different from other online dating sites that users do not pay for monthly prescriptions, but rather pay for credits. These credits can give you access to many different features depending on what you purchase. The affair guarantee, I believe, costs a lot more. I guess it's an initial fee of $249 that goes towards the purchase of an affair guarantee. It'll increase your chances of having an affair from possibly to definitely, or your money back. Now, what is this big infatuation with having an affair? Okay, I mean, in the olden days, having an affair was bad. It was something that you did not want. If it would happen, it wasn't supposed to be planned. Now it looks like you have premeditation. There are people out there that just really, really, really want to be unfaithful. Maybe there's... Huh? Yeah, please.
So I have a hypothesis on why these things happen. I think that people always like secrets. Secrets are hot, secrets are sexy, and that is why everybody... flings and romances and cheating are always the secrets that we keep, and that's what makes it hot, I think, and that's why people enjoy it. Although
well,
I don't think
I
it's
guess.
Necessarily right...
Yeah, it's probably like the, yeah, I mean, but they're really seeking it out. All right, well, don't tell my husband about this website. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.